Welcome to our broadcast. We're in John chapter 14. Be sure and stay tuned. We're going to be looking at the questions that were brought up by four men, Peter, Thomas, Philip, and Judas. Of course, it's not Judas Iscariot. Stay tuned for our broadcast today. We saw yesterday in our broadcast that John chapter 14 actually begins with Jesus answering Peter's question that he asked back in verse number 36 of chapter 13. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me hereafter. And Peter saith unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? And he answers that question and deals with it down through until Thomas interrupts. And Thomas, in verse number 5, said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Well, the Lord's dealing with that when Philip interrupts in verse number 8 and says, Philip said unto him, Lord, showeth the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now, we'll pick it up today in verse number 12, where Jesus said to Philip, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Greater works than these shall he do. Now notice, as we said yesterday, he didn't say greater miracles. He's talking about greater works. The works that I do, he said in verse 12, you shall do also. Well, what works did Jesus do? Well, we read in Luke 10 and 10 that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so he's saying to Philip, the things that I do, you shall do. What did Jesus do? Well, Luke chapter 10, verse number 10 says that Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Now, you go and seek and save that which is lost, Philip, learning to do the will of God. All the way through the book of John, in fact, all the way through the four Gospels, you'll find that Jesus is saying constantly that I just came to do the will of God. Well, that's the works that we should do, too. And then you'll see that he constantly listened and was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so, that's what he's teaching us to do. He said, I just want you to do what I did. Seek and save that which is lost. Learn to do the will of God. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Listen to him when he convicts you. Out of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is referred to as giving us rivers of living water. And so he says to Philip in verse number 12, because I go, he said, the Spirit will come, and the Spirit will lead you into the work that we need to be doing. Not only greater works, Jesus said, should we do, think about the technology. As I sit here at my desk and I talk to a little microphone here, I am going all over the world. We have heard from 35 or 40 countries that have responded to these messages that are going out all over the world. When Jesus was here, he was one little isolated spot in the Middle East. Now, with the technology, greater works can we do even than what he did. And, of course, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us into all directions. That is the content of what he is saying here to Philip's question. And so to this point in this chapter, we've looked at the fact that God is going to give us a provision, a place, he said in verse number 2. He made a promise in verse number 3. He gave us a plan in verse number 12. And now in verse number 13, he focuses on the subject of prayer. He says in verse 13, And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this is not just a blank check. You just go ahead and ask anything you want to do, and I'll give it to you. I want a new Mercedes. No, that's not what it's saying here. He said, if you will ask anything in my name. If you were in the backyard and you were going to rake up some leaves, but you found out that the last person you sent your rake to didn't bring it back. So you decide, well, I'll send my little boy over here. He's 6 years old. They're going to send him over to the neighbor and see if we can get his rake. So the little boy goes over, knocks on the door. Hello, yeah, how are you today? Can I have your rake? Not very likely that he would get it. But if we went over and he asked for it in his father's name, my dad has sent me to see if I could get your rake. he'd probably get it. What is the difference here? Jesus said in verse number 13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." He also qualified that with verse number 15 when he said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." God is not going to give us the things that we are asking for if we're not going to keep his commandments, if we're not going to do his will. And then in verse number 16, keep in mind he's still talking to Philip. He said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Now let's go back to verse 9 where Jesus began to answer Philip when he said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known?" Do you not know, Philip, after all these times together, all 3 years? Philip, you should know these things. In other words, what he's saying is, you are without excuse. Now, Philip, what you need to do is face the facts and face the future. And then he goes on to the future, and he gives him all these things that lie ahead. And so let's get on with it. Let's not be sitting here in this non-learning stage that you're in right now, Philip. There's a job to do. I'm going back to heaven, and you have a job to do. And so in the Lord's final message to this little group, he says in verse number 2, "I've got a provision for you. I was going to say great days ahead. They're not days. No more days. It's eternity. There's a great eternity ahead, men. But in the meantime, there's work to do here." And he gives them a promise in verse 3. He says, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also." But in verse 12, he gives him the plan. And the plan basically is this: get to work. The Lord could have left this responsibility with angels, but he didn't. He left it with us, and there's work to do. "And greater work shall ye do," he said, "than what I have done." Then in verse 13, he said, "You have the power of prayer at your disposal." And in verse 16, we have the person of the Holy Spirit. He said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." The Holy Spirit is not an influence. That is what the Holy Spirit does. But he is a person. He is the third part of the Trinity. It's so important to understand that. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, the Lord went into a little more detail on that. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you." He is a person, the person of the Holy Spirit, and he lives within us and will guide us into all truth. In John chapter 14 and verse 17, he went on to say, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." In verse number 18, Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you." Now, in verse number 21, the focus changes. It says here, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him." The focus now is a new focus. He's looking out, saying, looking down the road here in the last 2,000 years, and he's referring to you and I today. Not just that little group, but "he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him." What a statement. "He that hath my commandments," we have them, "and keepeth them, It is he that loveth me. Don't pretend you love the Lord and then not keep his commandments. Well, Judas now interrupts this situation. And, of course, this is not Judas Iscariot. It says in verse 22, Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Now, this is a very interesting question. Who is this Jude? Well, someone has said this is a man with four names. He's called Thaddeus, he's called Livius, he's called Jude, and he's called Judas. Some think he's the same Jude as what wrote the book of Jude. Perhaps it is. It doesn't really matter as long as we know for sure, as he says here, it's not Judas Iscariot. Well, let's look at his question again. He said, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, there's five parts to his answer here. First, he said, if a man love me. Second, he will keep my words. Third, my Father will love him. Four, we will come unto him. And five, we will make our abode with him. By the way, that word abode is the same Greek word as used in verse 1 when he said he went to make mansions. Now, the Lord continues in verse 24, and you'll notice the last two words of verse 24 is sent me. He said in verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hear is not mine. But the Father which sent me, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Now, the question is, why are you going to manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Well, it's very simple. John chapter 20 and verse 21 says, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. The Lord is saying to Judas, you are going to manifest me unto the world. I am leaving this job with you. I have manifest myself unto you. Now, what you need to do is go out there and witness to this world and tell them who I am. And now in verse 25, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Now, if you want to know what these things are, just take this last portion of scripture here, two or three chapters in the book of John, and look at what these things that are spoken of within the context of what he's talking about here. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. And then he says, I'm going to send the Comforter, of course, which is the Holy Spirit. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Father will send him, he will send him in my name, and he will teach you all things, and you teach the world. That's what the program is here. I am manifesting myself unto you, and you teach the world. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And so we've looked at the provision, the promise, the plan, the prayer, the person of the Holy Spirit, and now look at verse 27, peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Not as the world give, he says, I give peace. He said, I'll give you peace that passes understanding. You want to do a study on the word peace. The Bible talks about peace from God. That's when Jesus came and was born in Bethlehem. The Bible talks about peace with God, and that is when we receive Christ as our personal Savior. And then we have the peace of God, which he's offering here to those who are going to be his followers and those who are going out to do the work that he sent them to do. It's a peace of God for the Christian life, a peace that passes understanding. And so verse 29 we read, and Jesus said, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye may believe. And so the Lord concludes his conversation here with verse 31, that the world may know, that's the plan, the world may know, and he's left this plan with you and I, that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Well, we'll get into chapter 15 in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.